All right, I'm going to call the meeting to order. Thank you for coming. Could you please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. All right, the roll call, if you could just record that everyone is present. We don't have someone from planning this evening, though. Is that correct?
Not yet. I haven't seen anyone yet.
So I'm going to talk slow. All right.
Maybe start from traffic.
All right. All right, I'm going to read a couple of house rules, and then I'll go into public comment. So items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more items for consideration. The board may remove any item from the agenda or delay discussion relating on an item anytime. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, the Zoning Commission, or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other devices. Please take all private conversations outside of the room. And just, if you do have to say something, we would really appreciate if you do go outside of the room to talk, because we can hear side conversations as you're talking. Okay. So now we'll move into public comment. Public comment, this is a period devoted to comments by the general public about the items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on an You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on an individual public hearing item as the time that they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium. And if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. So at this time, is there any member of the public that would like to address the board on any comment? Okay, it's not an item one, right? You want to speak on item one?
Yeah.
All right, so do you have something other than item one?
No.
Okay, so I would suggest if you wait for item one to be presented.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. But beyond that, seeing no mad dash to the front of the room, I'll move on to the approval of minutes for March 10. And I believe we have a correction. Yeah, okay. Christine?
There you go. It should be working now.
Okay, yes. Hello. We have a correction for item 3 on the last week's agenda. The vote for 1-nay is me, Crystal Gabriel, and not just Tina Dowd.
Okay. Noted. Any other corrections? All right, I would make a suggestion for a motion.
Okay, cool. We have that noted.
Okay, so there's a motion to approve with the noted correction. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the motion carries. And I'm going to take the time out to introduce our planning.
Dane tonight.
Dane?
Dane DiTomaso representing planning. Sorry, I just barely made it. Traffic was
No, well, welcome to have you. I'm pretty sure we'll have a lot of questions for you tonight.
I'm happy to be here.
And we can note for the record that he was late, too.
Oh, no, we don't need to do that.
I mean, I just want to be correct. With
no, absolutely.
All right,
despite of what I'm saying, it's being recorded, so. Okay. Let's see, informational items. Mr. Shannon.
Yes.
I skipped.
There's coming.
Oh, what did I skip?
Excuse me?
The agenda.
Oh, you want to print the agenda?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's why he's here. He's the vice chair. He keeps me honest. So let's, is there approval for the agenda for this evening? Are there any items, we want to hold, combine, or delete?
So moved.
All right, motion has been carried to take as is. All right, thank you. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, great. Thank you, Michael. Or Matt, I'm sorry. Too many M's. Okay, informational item, Mr. Shannon.
Yes, Mr. Chair. This coming Saturday at 11 a.m. at Echo Trail Park, Commissioner NAFTA, along with Get Outdoors Nevada, is sponsoring a cleanup. But in addition to the cleanup, there's going to be food, games, music, face painting, those type of things as well. The park is located at 5655 Buffalo Drive, and everybody is invited to attend. So that's all I have this evening, Mr. Chair.
All right, thank you. Okay, let's go on to the agenda. Item one, is there a representative or applicant for item one? Okay. Well, I'll read this into the record, if you could just go up to the where the podium there. All right, item one is UC-26-0011-Diab and Cameron. It's a use permit to allow a daycare facility. It's waivers of development standards for the following. One, modify residential adjacency standards. Two, eliminate and reduce buffering and screening. Three, reduce building separation. Four, eliminate bicycle parking. Five, reduce parking. And six, reduce throat depth in conjunction with a proposed daycare of on 0.33 acres in an RS-10 residential single family 10 zone, generally located south of Costa Brava Road and west of Redwood Street within Spring Valley. All right, if you could introduce yourself and spell your last name.
Yes, hi there, my name is Laura Valentin. My last name is V-A-L-E-N-T-I-N. I'm a residential facility administrator. I work with TLC Memory Care, which is a senior care home that is located at 6737 Costa Brava Road. Can you all hear me, or is there a mic?
No, there's a mic right here.
I'm soft-spoken, sir. Can you hear me?
No. Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, so I have a short little presentation for you here. I have some copies, if that's better for some people.
Yeah, if you could speak into the mic, those at the far end of the room.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. So this is a proposed childcare. Go ahead.
So it's one of those mics where you have to speak as if you're talk right through to the end. There you go.
Right, like this.
Yes.
Okay. I will do that. Thank you. So, like I said, I am an administrator for a memory care home that is located at this address. This home is unique. It has 10 private bedrooms in the downstairs area, and we have 7 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms in the upstairs area. And we would like to create a multi-generational care community by having children upstairs doing a daycare, child development center. So we would like to serve children 2 to 5 years old, and we already are serving elderly who have cognitive disabilities, mostly Alzheimer's and dementia. So this intergenerational approach has scientific merit. It's been done in many other states. I think we would be the first in Nevada. But it would create an inclusive community engagement for both generations. So our mission is to create this mutual growth and well-being for both clients, the children as well as the seniors. And our vision is to become a leading model for holistic intergenerational care. So this is a unique intergenerational care model. We would have an integrated care combining child care and geriatric care in a shared but separate environment. So there will be structured ways for these two different populations to come together. The social inclusion and mental stimulation would be part of the goal in the model. And this is an evidence-based approach, so there have already been definitely scientific proof of the benefits of this type of thing. But probably why you all are here is because of parking and traffic, I'm assuming, and I'm happy to answer all your questions about that. So we're looking at 10 seniors that live with us. They don't drive or park or don't the children, so of course the traffic is caused by the parents dropping kids off as well as our staff. Most of the staff, however, they do take the bus or are dropped off or carpool, so we don't have a huge amount of cars. We do have visitors, so we have nurses and providers that come to see the seniors, and there are not many visitors that the children would get. So the amount of cars that you see there now would not increase during the day, but it would increase during the drop-off and pick-off period. So that asked us to develop a circular driveway to help with the approach of the drop-off pick-off. So basically our hours of operations would be 7 to 6, Monday through Friday for the childcare, and the seniors already do live downstairs 24/7. Sorry, I don't know how my timing is going, and I don't know how much interest you guys have in the full philosophical approach, but the rest of my presentation is mainly focused on sort of the benefits of that and what we're trying to accomplish, and definitely that's coming out. As you can see that we already provide cognitive therapies, music therapy, physical exercise, social engagement, and assistance with daily living to slow the decline of our senior residents' cognitive abilities, and we believe that bringing childcare into that would enhance the children as well. And here are the benefits for both children and adults. So from the children's side, it's language skills, vocabulary development, improved communication abilities through regular intergenerational interactions, as well as empathy and social behavior development. So being able to be fostered through the exposure to diverse perspectives. Experiences. And then on the older adult side, the cognitive function and mood and the limited isolation would be the benefits. So enhanced cognitive abilities and memory retention as a result of active engagement with younger generations. And on the isolation, 20% reduction in depressive symptoms and decreased feelings of isolation leading to improved overall well-being is what has been found in other studies similar to what we're doing. There would be designated senior and child care areas, so there will be some soundproofing as well. So we recognize the need for both populations to have separate times as well as combined times and shared interactional spaces. We do have enough backyard space that will be a playground area as well as having adaptive furnishings for both of them. And so primarily we're looking at this intergenerational learning activities, arts and crafts, mentorship, ability for children to perform, storytelling issues, developing gardening routines, and then technology tutoring. So that is my conclusion. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay. So now's the time that I'm going to bring it to members of the public for questions and comments. But before I do that, I want to take a real quick survey. How many, by a show of hands, could you let me know how many folks are here just for this particular item? Okay. So this is a straw poll. How many are inclined to support the proposal? Okay. And how many people? Let me ask the question. How many people are inclined to support the proposal?
I support it. Okay. So one person to support?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then how many people are not inclined to support the proposal?
One, two, three.
Okay, so I'm going to ask the applicant, have you read the staff report?
I am not aware of what it is, I'm sorry.
I have a copy.
Okay, so I'm asking, have you read the staff report, or has any part of your organization read the staff report?
No.
Okay, so this is public information, so I'm just going to say this. So the staff is recommending a denial.
Okay.
Okay, so what I want to do is make sure everyone has a say or put input. If you could very closely listen to the person speaking ahead of you and they have mentioned something that you wanted to say, I would politely ask just past that point because it's been said. Okay? But having said that, since I spoke to you before, if you wouldn't mind stepping up introducing yourself and address the board or us, and we'll take notes and we'll follow up with the presenter.
Okay.
And I would ask my fellow board members to take notes as well, so I want to make sure I capture it. Okay. State your name, address, and spell your last name, please, and you have 3 minutes.
I'm telling you, don't worry about it.
My name is Maria Walters. Last name is Walters. I live at 6881 Vale Road. Putting this business in our neighborhood and granting this permit would be a danger to our neighborhood, to the health of the children, people, and pets.
Mr. Chairman, may she use the microphone?
Sure. Sure. Thank you for the suggestion.
I'm sorry.
No, no. We're always good to help things out. And then when you speak into it, speak into it like that, not like this, like that.
Okay. Can you give me a 1 minute warning?
I stopped it.
Okay, but do you mind to give me a 1 minute warning, or can you not?
No, just okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Don't. Okay. Yeah, I'm not gonna throw anything at you.
Okay.
Just to let you know, though, when you go to the county commissioners, you get 3 minutes. No warnings, no nothing.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Putting this business. Oh, sorry. My name is Maria Walters, last name Walters. I live at 6881 Vale Road. Putting this business in our neighborhood and granting this permit would be a danger to our neighborhood, to the health of the children, people, and their pets. Take time to drive around the blind curve of the road as you can see how dangerous it already is. With the increase of traffic and cars on the side of the road waiting for pickup or drop off of the children, the road will be narrowed. Drivers will have to drive closer to oncoming traffic, and it'll endanger the children and neighbors riding their bikes, jogging, walking, and walking their pets. This property is located near one of the busiest entrances and exits to the neighborhood. We only have 3 entrances and exits to our neighborhood. It is going to bring congestion that this neighborhood cannot handle. Let's look at the numbers. This business already has 10 senior residents, and each of these residents has a nurse that's 10 nurses. Add 3 of the staff members, each person works an 8-hour shift. That's a total of 24 staff members. Then, each one of the senior residents has 2 visitors, that equals 20 visitors. With Easter around the corner, I'm sure those numbers will be larger. In addition to the 2 owners, 1 applicant, and 1 correspondent, and this is according to the comprehensive planning application form, plus add vendors, delivery drivers, government workers, social workers, insurance agents, and other providers, as stated in their justification letter, with the proposal of adding 24 children for childcare. On the first page of the justification letter, it states 20 children. On the second page, it says 24, and I'm going with the larger number. Add in their 24 parents or guardians, dropping them off, plus 1 director, 3 staff members. If you add all those numbers up, that is over 120 people, and that does not include the vendors, delivery drivers, government workers, social workers, insurance agents, other providers, and possibly more visitors accessing this business. So what is that going to be? 150 people, 200 people in our neighborhood. Also, with the increased traffic congestion, it causes more accidents and injury to our neighbors, children, and pets. With the busier road, it only take a few cars to block access to roads, driveways, and make it hard to see pedestrians and bike riders. On trash day, this business already fills the street in front of their house with their trash. Where are they going to put all the trash cans when they add 24 children to that house? Where are the vehicles going to drive with the trash cans out in the road? And then I have a whole paragraph that I'm going to skip, and it's about all the pollution that this new business is going to add to our neighborhood, to the air, to the noise, to the light, and the litter with all these people. Let's see. This business has already made it clear that it no longer, this business has already made it clear that it's too large for our neighborhood, as it has included plans for an addition to the house. Also, anytime anytime they can increase that amount in children and childcare, which will increase the number of vehicles in our neighborhood. By changing this property, by increasing the size of the house and making the front yard a parking lot, it will make it an eyesore and dangerous for the children, residents, and pets of this neighborhood, and decrease the value of our homes, because one of our top selling points is how far away each house is from the next door. All these points emphasize how this business is only concerned about its business and not preserving, protecting, and keeping our neighborhood safe. Our small neighborhood already has 14 legal businesses.
You need to wrap up, ma'am.
Isn't that enough business for a small residential area? Please keep our neighborhood classified as residential. Keep it looking like a residential neighborhood and safe for our children, neighbors, and pets. Denying this request, please.
You did okay. So to wrap up, just make sure. This is for subsequent, you may step down. You can put this.
Okay.
So for those that are following that would like to address, so far we've identified traffic, within traffic, the congestion, egress, ingress, trash condition, basically what a real estate agent would say is peaceful enjoyment, where pollution and noise may disrupt that, and then also curb appeal. Okay, anybody else would like to speak? Yes, sir. So you can either accentuate, and if you had anything to add,
yeah,
please do.
Of course.
Yeah.
My name is Harry Hinderliter, H-I-N-D-E-R-L-I-T-E-R, 6731 Villa Bonita Road, probably over 30-year resident in Villa Bonita. So I joined in all of her comments, but a couple things is I find that I'm astounded that the applicant makes no mention of any effort to mitigate the impact to the neighborhood, the noise in the backyard, any green belt. My goodness, who here would want to have a children's daycare next to them if it was your house next door? That just goes over the top. And again, I remember when we were here 10 years ago to bring the nursing home in, which is fine. A daycare is not a nursing home, and for the reasons that she mentioned with all the impact. So in any event, child's playground outside. Hey, childcare is great, but not in a residential neighborhood. Other competitors, other people that do this business, they have commercial locations on Rainbow, on Torrey Pines. This is, Villa Bonita is a special neighborhood, special size yard, special size houses, and as a result, we get a lot of different things. We get kind of a Motel 6 down at one end of the neighborhood. We have a lot of senior care homes here. Understand that. But this is a total change in what's happening to the neighborhood. So again, I thank each and every one of you for everything you do for the community, and I just ask you to please keep in mind the impact on the long-term residents, the kids and the dogs and everything else if this goes through. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. So just to summarize what I heard is just pointed out lack of mitigation efforts and also the use itself.
Oh, sir, one other thing I failed to ask. I didn't hear anything about, is this kids overnight? Is this?
We can ask.
Yeah.
Thank you for your input. Any other speakers? Sir, I'll hand you the golden mic.
Hi, my name is Eric Hambacher, H-A-M-B-A-C-H-E-R, but it's 6727 Costa Brava Road, directly next door to the current nursing home. I feel I am the person that's most impacted by this. I listen to their business all day, and I could go into a little bit how they're currently conducting it. It's not great, but it's kind of tolerable. You switch to a child daycare, that would exponentially increase the noise, traffic, all the current disruptions. Kind of what I don't understand is how the property is still zoned for single-family residential, and they've already modified it to a 5,000 square foot structure with 15 bedrooms. So if that business ever goes out of business, I don't see how that could return to being single family residential unless they were to put it back to the original plans. I don't know if anybody's planned for that yet, but when they're trying to get this extra business going, clearly the current business is not going well. So I'm a little concerned about where the future is going to be. But I definitely start by denying this. It's the same. Everybody else has said it well. It's going to be high traffic, high noise, high everything on top of the business they already have. That's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, sir. So just to add to the list, basically we'll ask planning about the zoning. And then also there was an added question about overnight stay. And there's comments about the current operations. That may be a little disruptive to the family that's adjacent to the property. All right, any others? Okay, before I bring back to the board, I'm going to ask planning if you could provide some insight. There was a question about the zoning and what is the zoning now for this particular residence and about future zoning.
So to kind of go through it, the property is currently zoned RS10, residential single family 10. It's up to 10,000 square feet per lot. We allow, planning allows, and as does state law, community residences within single family homes. A lot of times these are anywhere from 4 to 10, usually senior citizens, and they live there. Sometimes they're provided care on site. You know, that's pretty typical to see, especially in larger neighborhoods. I'm personally not aware of how the, I just don't know how the house has been altered internally. We don't usually look at the internal stuff, you know, that much in here. Other than the fact that we allow up to 2 beds per room. So as far as the redesign of the house goes, if somebody wanted to come back in and change it how they wanted to change it to keep it residential, they could. As of now, though, it does still maintain that residential designation.
All right, thank you. Yeah. So what I'm going to do is just go through the list. You heard the list, but I'm just going to summarize it. So you've heard comments about the traffic, the concern about the increase of the traffic, the congestion, making the egress ingress difficult, the look and place of the trash and the condition of the place, increased pollution, noise as a result. This is projected, this isn't current. And it will also impact one's perspective of curb appeal, is what I'll say. So a softball question would be, will the children be expected to stay overnight? Oh, sure. I'm sorry.
Thank you. No. The proposed daycare is a daycare, and our hours listed here will be 7 to 6, Monday through Friday.
Okay. So the reason why I ask is whether or not the applicant read the report, to give them some idea of neighborhood reaction. So there was a question about mitigation efforts. Were there or are there any efforts to mitigate any of the results of what you heard moving forward?
Yeah, and I guess I apologize. I'm aware of the waivers that we're asking for, but I guess I didn't know there was a denial because, I mean, our zoning people, like, keep telling us, here, do this, do that, and we keep doing it, and so I guess I didn't realize that it was a denial. Okay. So I apologize. It's the first time I'm doing this, so I'm sorry. But I guess I didn't quite address everything as well as I could have because I didn't really probably understand.
So I'm not asking for a rebuttal.
Sorry. Okay, yes, no rebuttal.
But so do you have any pertinent facts that were mentioned?
So first of all, our current operations, there's 2 to 3 caregivers at a time, right? So it's not a total of 24/7.
So what I don't want, no, hang on for it. What I don't want to happen is that when she speaks, I don't need you to react. I know you want to, but please don't. We're just trying to get information so we can make a decision up here, okay? So I understand your reactions, but if you could just keep it located, I really would appreciate it. Continue.
Okay, sorry. So now addressing you, we do have 2 to 3 staff members at any time and 1 at night. Okay. So and there's not 8-hour shifts. So there's a total of 12 caregivers that rotate around.
Okay. So let me redirect the question so you can be more focused.
Yeah.
So you've heard the comments.
Yeah.
Do you have any information that you did not mention before that would address the comments made?
That's what I think I'm doing.
Okay,
I'm
all right,
the
okay.
Fact that there are not 24 staff members at the currently operating facility, that there are no 2 visitors per person. I'm an administrator of 5 different facilities. I've been doing this for 12 years. The average number of visitors per senior is about 2 per year, and it sounds very sad, but that's the reality of it. So we don't have a lot of visitors. We do have nurses, but they don't come daily, they come monthly. We don't have vendors or insurance agents coming ever, except for deliveries. That's once a week. They do have grocery delivery. We do have government workers and ombudsman once a month. And we do have an annual survey once a year. So I guess I just want to relieve the anxiety or worry over the total number of like 120 people. I would say there's maybe 2 to 3 people per week that are visitors and outside of the current staff that are coming. There would be probably no visitors for the children. So the number of traffic is, yes, indeed, it is the drop-off and pick-up times. The noise would be limited to midday, so there would be some children playing outside in the middle of the day. I think that there could be mitigations put forward to that, and I'm open to suggestions on that, and we'd like to make sure that we're a good neighbor. Can I go on, or do you have more questions specifically?
No, I think you're going a little further than I had hoped. So, but if you're making the offer to speak with the neighbors, might I suggest you do that after the meeting or after this item is completed, and you can go out and talk to the neighbors outside?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I'll bring it back to the board, but I want to make sure those that have expressed their comments that we're able to bring them up at the time. Okay. I'm going to bring it back to the board.
But there were more things that they stated that I would like to address. Is that possible?
Well, here's where I'm going. It's their points, right?
So, and so there was a conversation about curb appeal and how it's going to be a parking lot.
So you can say you disagree.
Okay. Well, so zoning and planning requires trees and bushes, and so there will be the required numbers of those, and it's a circular driveway which already exists in many other parts.
So I guess what I'm suggesting you understand is the issue here, and I realize you did not read the report, it's a zoning issue.
Right.
24 kids, where the current zoning ordinance says no more than 6. So that's the issue. I'll give you, let's put it this way. Let's put it to you this way. I'll give you 2 more minutes because I don't want to extend this to be all night. All right, go ahead.
The only other thing about the number of kids is that as far as the square footage of the upstairs, according to the daycare rules, we can have up to 24. And we were never told that we are not allowed to have, or that there's a zoning issue.
So I bring the point. I bring up the point again.
Yeah.
The fact that you or your applicant did not read the report, I don't particularly care to have that discussion at this meeting.
Sure. Okay. So we are planning to have around 10 to 20 kids.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you. All right. I'm going to bring it back to the board questions. I'm going to start with my left, and then work our way across. So. Justine.
So while you kind of understand the model of the business, I think it's a really interesting concept. In reading the staff report and also listening to the concerns of the neighbors, I do not think that this is the right location for this particular business. Adding that type of traffic to the neighborhood is just, honestly, it's kind of insane to me. Even just, you know, reducing the road depth, as was mentioned in the staff report, turning this into a one-way circular driveway, and looking at how narrow the street is, there's no way that this isn't going to add traffic to this area. Also, just the number of children that you would be, that would be in this residence, up to 24. You know, we may say, oh, well, we're only expecting 10, but giving, allowing up to 24, that means you could have 24 children, 24 different drop-offs, all different times of the day. And then also the noise to the neighbors in the backyard. In order for these children to have a nice and safe place to play outside, there would have to be some additional, I don't know, maybe noise barriers or something that would be have to be added to maybe the backyard or the side yards, which would then, you know, cause the neighbors some more visual eyesores, in my opinion. So while I do really like the concept of the business, I'm going to have to say I probably would be
Ann? Okay, Matthew?
You say you have a chain of businesses around the valley.
I don't own them, I am an administrator to facilities.
Yes.
Do the other facilities, are they just for senior, or do you have the same concept in the other facilities that have a child really develop an Anna?
This will be a first in the state.
So this is an experimental project, okay. You would happen to have a picture of the property, have a good visual, how I can see, a better vision how it looks. Okay. So where would the circular driveway be?
So instead of this path that goes towards the front door, there would be a circular driveway.
Okay. Patrick?
There would not be any alterations to the current home. There wouldn't be any additions or anything like that. Someone mentioned that there would be no.
I find the model of what you're doing to be truly altruistic. I wish you the best of luck with that. I think it's a very good model. I share Justine's thoughts that this is an appropriate location for it because of the size of it. I think that two things that you're going to be facing through your journey through this is the concept of intent versus ability. That's a big one, right? Your intentions may be very good. Your intentions may be to be limiting much less than 24 children. The permit goes through for the allowance of 24 children. You have the ability to do that. And so the concept then has the ability to grow exponentially and then with that create all of the hardships that are going to come with that. The second thing being self-imposed hardship, which you're going to read in the staff report. There are some things in which that have been done with that property that are in fact self-imposed. Unfortunately, I would be in agreement with staff here to look toward denial for this because I don't believe that this is the appropriate location for it, although I do believe it's a fantastic cause.
Christine?
Echoing the rest of the board, I really do like the concept of this, but same thing as what Patrick said, going up to 24 kids when in reality the family daycare will allow up to 6, that is a huge difference.
Okay. So with the closing comments, I want to make sure, do you think that you were able to present the information you needed? Again, you're at a disadvantage because you didn't read the report, so for that I apologize. But given that we're talking about a use permit, not necessarily the operations or anything, even though those items were mentioned, we're more concerned about the use, right? So given that, I just want to make sure I'll give this, I very rarely do this. You can ask these guys. Do you have any comments? I'll give you 30 seconds to address anything regarding the use.
Well, I'm really sorry. I've never done this before, but I'm really sorry that I apologize. I didn't follow the procedure properly. I think that we have discuss not putting 24 on the application, and so it's our bad.
Okay.
I wonder if that can be changed.
So here, I'll stop you right there. We're going to vote, but after this, you have an opportunity to modify your proposal or anything between now and your appearance before the Board of County Commissioners, okay? That's going to be up to you and your applicant, and if you want, you can maybe, you know, I'll ask Mike or
Dane
to help you out maybe after the meeting or
so
get their cards.
The
okay, all right. So yeah, with so
to
oh yeah.
If you guys want to.
So with that, I'm asking for a motion.
I would make a motion to deny with staff if approved.
No, just deny. You're
just
not
deny.
Approving nothing.
you're denied. So it's just a straight denial.
Okay.
Thank you.
She keeps us honest, too. All right, without further discussion, all those in favor of the motion to deny, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you for your time. So if you want to leave, you may, and I'll pause a little bit while you leave so you won't disrupt your exit. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
While they're walking out, is there a presenter for item two? Is there a presenter for item two, Galleria Center LLC? Okay, well, let's put that on hold. And Matthew, I'm going to count on you to keep me honest. Okay, let's move on to item three. Is there a presenter for item three? All right. Go on up, and I'll read this into the record. Okay. Item three is WS-26-0051, Rodriguez, Naomi A., waiver of development standards to eliminate setbacks for an accessory living quarters in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.13 acres in an RS5.2 residential single-family 5.2 zone, generally located South Twain Avenue and east of Limewood Circle within Spring Valley. Sir.
Good evening. My name is Hanley Delaveda, V-E-L-A-D-E-G-A. I'm representing the owner, and I'm from Greece. And this is the thing. This is the existing residence. This is just one story. This is 1,532 square feet. But they built this new casino on the back without permits. I think it's about a year ago, or 8 months ago, something like that. And the problem here is there's no setbacks, zero setbacks. So that's a big problem. And this is a problem with the casino. It's like a little living room with a well-barred sink, no kitchen, just a sink, full bathroom, and a whole bedroom. And this is how the casino looks. This is the west side elevation. North side, east side, and south side. Now the east and south side is facing the neighbors. And they provide two letters and support this project by the neighbors. And this is how the casino looks. It's right here. You know, it's against the wall. On the south side, this is the north side of the casino. They keep the backyard really good shape. And this is the east side wall, the neighbors. This is west side, which is the front door. And we understand, you know, they built this without permits. And they really want to keep it. And they've been told, you know, that it's going to be hard since it's not up to call, you know, with the setbacks. So that's all I have.
So okay, thank you.
Just going to know your last name again?
D-E-L-A. V-E-G-A.
Thank you.
All right. Any member of the public that would like to address or comment on the presentation? All right. Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the board. Let's go right to left this time. Christine.
Christelle.
Oh, Christelle. If you want to change it to Christine. All right, Christelle. I apologize.
No worries.
My daughter-in-law's name is Christine. But...
No worries. Do you happen to know the reason that the applicant did not seek permission for the because I see the letter that was included says for unexplained reasons?
The only thing that I can tell is some unlicensed contractor went to the house and offered the services, and I understand this guy, they told him that there's no need for permits, you know, since they're in the private property. And there's a lady, you know, and she really don't ask. he called enforcement and show up. And then after that, somebody introduced me to her, and we tried to help everyone. And she's aware, you know, that this is a very difficult to get approved, you know, because and if she's something like that, we would say sentence. But we try, you know, we try to help them.
Thank you.
All right, Patrick.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I have any questions here. This is just seems ignorance of the law. And you say you had a licensed contractor built this?
Unlicensed.
An unlicensed contractor. Right, so that's a double strike on that one.
Yeah,
I have no further questions.
All right. Matthew?
I know.
All right, Justine? Okay. Did you or the applicant have an opportunity to read the staff report?
No, to be honest, no.
Okay. So, in the staff report, what you'll find is a staff comment that the applicant did speak with planning. And planning was doing their job, and they provided the comment about what the setbacks should be.
Oh. Actually, I wrote this report.
Oh, okay.
It was saying that if the applicants had inquired with planning, they would have known about the setbacks. Well, we never got to planning.
Okay, my apologies. I misread, which I usually do. But I think we know what we're talking about. So let me ask this question, though. If approved, will there be a building permit required for this?
More than likely, there would be a building permit required.
Okay. So, do you understand why I'm asking that?
Yes.
Okay. So, basically, it's no matter what we say, it's going to be the building department to say whether it should be built or not. Okay?
That's right.
Yeah, go ahead. Just.
You mentioned that there were letters of support from neighbors?
Yes. Actually, there's two letters. One is from Jose Valdez, which is on 3738 Linewood. And the other letter is from Grant Cheney, which is 3758 Linewood.
Okay.
Side.
Thank you.
Yes, and I will provide the same to planning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
So would you know if any of those individuals are next door?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. If there was no further discussion, go ahead.
Pat. In those letters of support, is there any mention from those people that their understanding of any potential dangers that come with having something directly next to their property?
No, really. I went to read one of these letters, and it said, "Move in and conserve." This letter is to express the personal opinion of the authority at 3748 Lyman Circle, Vegas, Nevada, 89113. It is an accessory structure that is too close to the property line of the south side and east side. I declare that the structure does not create any problem for me and my property. For instance, I support this program.
Understood. Okay, so
there. Make sure.
Well, I just want to add something. So if I was there, you know, the property, and I saw pictures right. From the inside and the outside. Yeah. The inside was completely fine.
I understand. The issue is the setbacks,
yeah.
Right? So I'm not an attorney. So I'm suggesting that the resident keep that letter on file in case something happens. But please see an attorney. That's not my job. See an attorney. All right. If there's no further discussions, let's bring it back to the board. Is there a motion?
Excuse me, Chair. Just to let you know, this one that we're talking about is item three. We skipped item two.
We did.
Okay.
Yeah. We held it aside because there wasn't anybody.
Okay. We
here
missed that.
Okay, my apologies.
Okay.
My apologies.
So this is number three we're talking
correct
about, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to make sure I get this right. I move to approve with the following staff conditions that all permits are updated and proper. The proper way to say it.
I'll defer to Mike. Oh, he left.
All permits
are updated
and codes are updated
and proper. So.
And all safety codes are up to standard.
That's right. We are aware that we should need.
All right, so, sir. Yeah, we're going through. Appreciate your input, but we're going through a process here. Could you restate it again, Matt?
I moved to approve with the staff conditions that all permits
are all permits and proper, and all safety codes are up to standard.
Yes, that's
okay. Okay. Yeah, I wrote it down as you said.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Does everybody understand the motion? Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you so much.
Well ordered, Matthew. All right. Let me go back to item two. Is there someone from Galleria Center LLC? All right. Let's move on to number four. Is there a presenter for number four? All right. Thanks, sir. I'll read this into the record. So ET-26-400008, ZC-23-0794, Dean Jerry, Indiana Family Trust, waivers of development standards, first extension of time for the following: one, retaining wall height; two, modified driveway geometrics; design review for finished grade in conjunction with a proposed family single-family residential subdivision in the RS-10 residential family single-family 10 zone, generally located south of Diablo Drive and east of Mann Street within Spring Valley. So if you would, just keep your comments on the extension of time.
Yeah, Jimmy Enzi, 28440 Spiking Road, here on behalf of the applicant. These are previously approved waivers. We are almost done with civil plans to get them permitted, but there's just a little bit of overlap. The waivers were going to expire before getting a permit next month. So just extending the waiver. Any questions?
All right. Bringing back to the members of the public, anybody would like to comment or provide feedback? All right, seeing none, bring back to the board. Up for grabs.
I'll make a motion to approve.
All right. If there's no further discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. All right, item five. Is there a presenter for item five? Let me read this into the record. ET-26-400018, TN-20-500013-Uncommons Living Building Building 1 LLC. Tentative map, first extension of time for a mixed-use project consisting of four commercial lots, four residential lots, and common elements on 43.4 acres in a UV urban village mixed use zone within the CMA design overlay district, generally located east of Durango Drive and south of CC215 within Spring Valley. All right, if you could just speak to the extension of time. Okay. All right. Anybody from the public that would like to comment All right, seeing none, bring it to the board. Any questions or comments? Motion? Oh, go ahead, Christy.
Can you just clarify, please, what in the map still needs to be reviewed for the installation?
Sure, I'll start by saying my colleague is actually the person that's worked on this, but she had to travel internationally for a funeral. So my understanding is there's two phases to this 32-acre mixed use. That's a large and complicated project. As you can see, phase one has been mapped. This is a map taken from web mapper. There's at least seven parcels. And then phase two is this approximately 8 acres south of Mall. And the last I read, the engineer was still working on mapping easements and dealing with driveway radio, et cetera, before he came to the final map.
Okay, thank you so much.
Anything else? Okay, and I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve.
All right, motion to approve. If there's no further discussions, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Excuse me. Item six. All right. WC-26-400013, ZC-1461-97, Las Vegas Diversified Properties LLC, waiver of conditions of a zone change requiring a CP portion of the property to be used for professional offices only in conjunction with an existing commercial center on 1.92 acres in a CP commercial professional zone, generally located north of Flamingo Road and west of Lindell Road within Spring Valley.
My name is Eric Gross with KM Architects. We're looking at 5195 South Durango Drive, Suite 103. Here on behalf of the applicant, we are providing a pharmacy that is going to be in conjunction with a clinic within the same building. When this building was originally constructed, there were conditions that were placed on it that restricted the uses that were in the building and would require a pharmacy to obtain a special use permit. Underneath current zoning codes, that special use permit is not required for a pharmacy in this type of building, and we are simply asking for a waiver of those previous conditions that were approved.
Okay. Any comments from members of the public? All right, bring it back to the board. Any questions, comments? Nope.
Can you speak to the original conditions as to why there were, that condition was put?
So I believe that those conditions were applied to several properties that were all built in conjunction with this particular location, and they had applied it across the board for all of those properties. Those other properties have also had these conditions relieved in the past, and we are simply just asking for these same conditions to apply.
And was this a another property when it first went in?
It's a commercial professional building, which allows for any professional office or a professional profession to take place in here. So the clinic that is already occupying the space was something that was already approved and allowed. It's primarily just the pharmacy that's going to be operating in conjunction with that clinic that we're asking for the waiver.
Understood. Thank you.
Okay. Is there a motion?
Make a motion to approve.
All right, motion to approve. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries. Thank you.
Who made the motion?
Christine.
Oh,
Crystal.
Crystal.
Crystal. All right, item seven, presenter for item seven. All right, let me read this into the record. WS-26-0014-Smith Charles, waivers of development standards for the following. Reduce setback to increase the wall height and three, allow modified driveways geometrics and allow modified driveway geometrics in conjunction with an existing single family residence on 0.19 acres in an RS 5.2 residential single family 5.2 zone, generally located east of Boxwood Lane and north of Baywood Avenue within Spring Valley. Sir.
Charles Smith, 6619 Boxwood Lane, SMITH. So there's a the main thing I guess we're here for is a couple of waivers. One is the fence height. This is a fence, I guess it's 6 feet in Clark County for fence height, and I've got one here that's a little bit over by 2 inches on the majority of the fence. This is 6'2". And then, by the way, this has been revised. There's a lot of decorative panels that I put on here. Some nice 6-foot-tall decorative panels and some shrubbery here, some lights, nice lights. But the I exceeded by 2 inches on the fence here and 4 inches here, which is actually identical to the existing block wall. I guess we're all here, right? So you see, the height is 6'8", actually 6'8", and exit down the street it goes 6'8" as well, the whole block wall. So I need a waiver for the height, I guess, of the fence, because it's 6'8", and this one, the 20-foot section or 18-foot section, the rest of it's 6'2". And while I was entering the waiver and paying the fees, I wanted to build a garage on the existing dwelling to the home. And this does require a second driveway here coming on. This is the main driveway. And I'm proposing a secondary entrance to this RV parking garage here, in which time this other shed will be removed. This will be removed at time of construction. So I just got the one garage here and the main garage there. And I think the waiver was for the driveway and the height of the fence. And also the setback. It's interesting because this house is built in 75, I think, and this is 15 feet from the back wall, but the rear setbacks is 20 feet, according to code. And so I'm proposing to build a garage, even with the back of the home, at 15 feet rear setback. Everything else is within code, I believe, for setbacks. And that's the main setback there. Then there's the second driveway there. And the fence height is 2 inches over 6 feet for the majority of it, and 6'8". And that one small span here, which is the same as the block wall. And a lot of fences within one block of this home. There's an exhibit here. These are all over 7 feet, well over 7 feet. I don't have the exacts of where they're at. They're within a block and a half or so of my home. These are all over 7 feet, if that matters. I don't know if they've got waivers or allowances or whatnot, but I thought it might help to bring that. So I don't know what else I'm here for other than the waiver for the setback of the proposed garage, the second driveway, and then the fence line.
So have you had the opportunity to read the staff report?
That's a great question. No, I didn't know that I had one opportunity.
All right.
I saw the letter for the CPC. I'd love to see that. I wish I would have read this.
Okay, no, you're fine. So based on what I heard. Obviously, there's no one out in the public to comment, so I'll just bring this back to the board. And full disclosure, I drove out to the property today. So is there anybody else that would like to ask a question at this time?
Yeah, I have a question. With item 3A, which is allow two residential curb cuts where maximum one residential curb cut is permitted per uniform standard drawing 2-2, if that were to not go through, does that kill the entire project for you?
Not for me at all. I didn't know it was required. If I'm going to drive over a curb and break that threshold with a tire of some sort, is it going to be required to cut a curb in there? Or am I okay to drive over once a month or once every 2 months and I pull the RV out type of thing? I don't know. It wouldn't hurt for me at all whatsoever. I wouldn't care if I had a driveway there. I thought it'd be nice. It might be a little bit above my price range to cut a curb and pay the concrete and all that stuff, but would not matter to me whatsoever if it was denied. As long as the rest of the project could follow through, that'd be great. I don't know all of that yet.
That's my only question.
Okay. So I have a question. I'll kind of address it to Dan.
Sure.
If approved, and if building permit or the building department approves, are there any mitigating risk factors for traffic to know that there's a second driveway, or does it need to have a driveway?
It would be.
I mean, not a driveway, but letting drivers know that there's a cut in the.
That's more of a public works question, but as far as I'm aware, no. I don't think there needs to be like a sign, or I don't think there needs to be any kind of.
Okay. All right.
If it gets approved.
Yeah. So I drove out to the property. And that was the question, because I figured, okay, the garage is going to be for some of the heavier vehicles back there, and you're not going to do it every day.
Right.
So that was my concern.
Yeah, the Public Works, they said everything seemed fine, but yes, if you can put a driveway there, so why don't they put a driveway? It'd be great. That way they're never going to park me in all the time or out or whatever.
Yeah.
Help with that. But would there be an issue with the curb and people seeing the driveway? He said no. Have we talked at a conversation with Public Works? I don't think, unless, as long as it's allowed to drive over a curb, which I see it all over the neighborhood, other people, they have a gate in the side, they drive in and out all the time.
Yeah.
I want to keep up with code and everything, so whatever's offered for me, I comply with it.
So whoever's going to make a motion, I don't mind if there's a second driveway.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Justine?
I'm sorry, I just have a question. The staff report does mention visibility, so how often would this driveway be used? Is this going to be something that's used every day or not as often?
Less than once a month.
Okay.
It's storage. It's just RV storage.
Okay.
It wouldn't be, and there's very rarely traffic on that road anyways. It's a kind of a dead deal. There's no through traffic there. So I see maybe 15 cars a day. If I'm out there in my garage all day long, I see, you know, hardly any traffic. I definitely don't think it'd be a problem with visibility or anyone's right of way or that kind of stuff.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm just very confident of that.
I think probably adding a driveway is better than driving over her.
Or putting a 2x4 next to there. I've done that.
My friend's neighbor, he's in Bitter Shores, and they put the rubber things on the curb for their driveway. And there's a big Bitter Shores, it's a big curb there. And, he said, "Why don't you do that?" I said, "Wow."
Okay. Well, we won't talk about any any efforts if you don't get approved for the driveway. But are there any other comments? If not, and if I would entertain a motion.
I would make a motion to approve.
All right, motion's been made to approve.
Now, question with the approval, do we need to be stating this a specific way, or can we just do a blanket?
That would be helpful. I think that would be helpful.
It's a mixed decision. It's going to be per staff if approved conditions.
Approval per staff if approved conditions.
Yeah.
That's how we'll make it.
All right, does everybody understand the motion? Approve, if approved, per staff.
One question.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we're in here requesting approval of three waivers, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the intent of the motion.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All right, motion carries. Okay.
Best of luck.
You're done.
Approved?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, but so far, you can
All right, let's circle back to item two. Obviously, there's no one here for item two. So what is the pleasure of the board?
We table this item and allow the applicant to present this in a future meeting.
Okay. Is there time?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's been moved, or it's been there's a motion to table this item for the next meeting.
For the April 14th meeting.
April 14th meeting. All right, that's the motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Not hearing none. Okay. We'll go to general business. Mr. Shannon, I don't see anything.
Nothing this evening, Mr. Chair.
All right. And then we'll go to comments by the general public. I don't see anybody out in the audience, so we'll assume no one is going to be able to speak. So, okay, we need to be careful. How do we move for the adjournment?
You mean you talk to me?
Yeah.
Just close the meeting and say the time.
Okay, so the meeting is over, and it is
7:09.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you all. Hey, not bad.